Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Nikkei Asia sources say Nintendo expects Switch sales to decrease 10% from its fiscal 2021, estimated at around 20 million units in 2022. Demand for the console remains solid, but semiconductor shortage and logistics disruptions have hampered production. Switch sales peaked in Nintendo's fiscal 2020 with 28.83 million units. The European Commission charged Apple with abusing its dominant market position with Apple Pay, taking issue with Apple preventing other mobile wallet app developers from accessing NFC and other relevant hardware. If found guilty, Apple would face a fine linked to how much it charges for its mobile wallet services. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said the company believes the ongoing semiconductor shortage will drift into 2024. Intel previously estimated the shortage would ease next year, but Gelsinger said the shortages have impacted chip-making equipment, making ramping up new factories more challenging. The Video Electronics Standards Association, or VESA, announced new performance standards for variable refresh rate displays. VESA added the Adaptive Sync specification for variable refresh rate capabilities in DisplayPort monitors back in 2014. These new standards are meant to certify a monitor proficiency implements it. The Adaptive Sync standard is meant for high-end gaming displays, while the MediaSync standard has lower tolerances for media consumption. Apple published a developer update clarifying its policy on removing outdated apps. Apple will remove apps that have not been updated in 3 years and which have not been downloaded at all or extremely few times during a rolling 12-month period. Apple will email developers about apps facing removal, giving them 90 days to update the app or appeal the decision. 9to5 Google sources say the upcoming Google Pixel Watch will contain a 300 mAh battery and will include models with cellular connectivity. 9to5 Google notes Samsung's Galaxy Watch 4 includes a 247 mAh battery and is quoted with a 40-hour runtime using Wear OS 3. LEGO CEO Nels Christensen said the company plans to triple its number of software engineers to 1,800 and increase software investments to several hundreds of millions of dollars. The company said one possibility with this increased investment could be to start building our own games. The Wall Street Journal sources say that from 2017 through 2020, precise location data on millions of Grindr users were collected from a digital ad network and offered for sale. This data did not include personal information like names or phone numbers. Grindr cut off the flow of location data to ad networks in 2020, but historical data may still be obtainable. The Spanish government announced that mobile phones belonging to Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Defense Minister Margarita Robles were both infected in mid-2021 with NSO Group's Pegasus surveillance software. Last month, Citizen Lab reported that dozens of pro-independence Catalan figures in Spain were targeted with Pegasus software as well. NSO maintains Pegasus is used by foreign government clients to target serious criminals. During its earnings call, Qualcomm CEO Christian Allman said the company expects ARM-based Windows laptops using technology from the company Nuvia in retail channels by late 2023. Former Apple SoC engineers founded Nuvia to build ARM-based server chips, and Qualcomm acquired the company in early 2021. Android Police reports that the latest beta version of the messaging app Telegram includes reaction emojis and stickers marked as Telegram Premium exclusives, indicating the app's future monetization plans. In the beta, free users cannot view these exclusive stickers when used in chat. The beta did not include details on pricing or any other perks of this Telegram Premium tier. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo tweeted out that the Apple Watch Series 8 could include a body temperature sensor if the algorithm for the feature meets Apple's requirements before production begins. Kuo reports that Apple previously canceled the feature on the Series 7 because the algorithm wasn't ready, and said he didn't believe the Samsung Galaxy Watch 5 would support body temperature measurement for the same reason. The Embracer Group announced it reached an agreement to acquire three studios from Square Enix for $300 million. Crystal Dynamics, Eidos Montreal, and Square Enix Montreal. This agreement would also include intellectual properties owned by these studios, including Deus Ex, Tomb Raider, Thief, and Legacy of Kain. The deal isn't final yet, but it's expected to be completed in Q3. And finally, T-Mobile will hold a new Uncarrier event on May 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. No hint on what this could include, but the announcement includes the phrase, "This one doesn't need a setup," for whatever that's worth. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.